rows of young guitarists sit in a room at EKU's Campbell Building. Madeline Alvey made the trip from Louisville to Richmond for the Stephen Foster Camp, which this summer marked its 69th year. Alvey admits she leans a little more toward the rock genre, but also wants a bit more formal training.
For the most part, I've been self-taught, teaching myself, like Googling like the tablature for a lot of songs, and I think we're learning a lot more technique and a lot more classical style of music here.
Instructor James Mead says their aim that day was to help campers with counting rhythm. He says rhythm is practiced by all guitarists in one form or another. Often, Mead says, it's instinctual.
Any good musician sort of has an inner pulse, whether they feel it in their foot or whether they feel it in their gut. If you play music long enough, you have a tendency to internalize rhythm or a pulse.
Mead also teaches a variety of picking methods and techniques that allow campers to generate different tones. He says it doesn't have to be a tough row to hoe.
There's a lot of movements at once to make a song happen, but if you break it down, which is what we do for young kids in terms of playing with a pick and playing finger style, we break it down into the basic movements and we basically make a strong foundation and build a house upon it. And by the end of the week, they've got some pretty good finger-picking skills.
He adds many participants are also interested in the latest tools and equipment.
We also talk about music technology, and that's one thing that I feel that a lot of kids in this generation really care a lot about because that's their medium. And so we spend time on computers with sound samples and mixing things.
Lexington's Andrew Davis has been playing guitar for about 7 years. He enjoys strumming classical and jazz.
Like different styles, it brings out different sides of the guitar and it just has a ring to it to me.
Davis says the aim is to improve. He adds, in his words, if I go somewhere with that, that would be great. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.